think I'm going with uncertainty. Madam Chair.
Senator Rest.
I'm really torn on this amendment because I am a strong supporter of user fees, strong opponent of expanding gambling, but I absolutely have to have more information, and I will be reluctantly voting no.
Madam Chair.
I echo your sentiments. I support the user fees, but I need more information. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think the request for more information is fair. We just heard the representative of the Vikings say these numbers are available, and I even have a written record. I had requested this information in writing earlier this week, didn't get it, asked them to be prepared perhaps in this committee to have these numbers available. It sounds like it won't take as long as perhaps Commissioner Franz indicated, because these numbers exist. They're known.
Senator.
Madam Chair.
Senator Michelle.
That may be true, but it's going to take longer than tonight.
I think
it's going to take longer
Senator
than
Michelle.
Tonight, Madam Chair. And I appreciate where Senator Howe and then also Senator Marty are. I think it's pretty clear. They're not comfortable with expanded gaming in any form. And so there's a couple different ways you can cut it, but that is kind of the backbone of this deal right now. And so I'm going to oppose the amendment. And I think we will have that discussion as a full body. And if people need to bring more information to the Senate floor, let's do that. Let's do that. But the Senate Tax Committee should not act without knowing these numbers. They're far too big and far too consequential. And I think it sends a pretty rough message to the folks who've been working on this, including the governor, who put together this framework. We can work a little bit around the edges, and I think we've made the bill better. But this really rips out the backbone.
Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, the one thing I wanted to mention, if we're going to recess till tomorrow, whenever we can get a fiscal note, talking with Ms. McQuay about the language in the A-151 as amended, the bulk of what the amendment covered was the debt service, but there is also the capital fund and the operating thing, which are important to include, too. And I do have language to cover that amendment to the amendment to do that. Just if we're going to get a fiscal note on it, I think that would be appropriate. I don't think it's going to be hard for them to get a fiscal note. I understand we can't do it tonight. But if the team provides the estimates to the commissioner, it seems to me that they're simply calculating how much they have in revenue and what kind of a surcharge it would be to get the revenue they need to cover those items.
I think that's the heart of the question here for a lot of Minnesotans is, can the user fees support the financing for the stadium? And Senator Rosen believes no. I think members here would like to know that, and I think that is our job. And I'm wondering if Mr. Poppin and the commissioner of the Department of Revenue were to work together, if they could provide us more information if we were to reconvene tomorrow to do that, to take that information. Commissioner? All right. We are going to recess to the call of the chair for just a few moments here. Commissioner, you and I had a chance to talk. Is there something that your department can do over the course of the next several days to estimate how much revenue a proposal like Senator Marty's and Howe's and Box might generate?
Madam Chair. What we'll do is we'll put together our analysis and a research team and look at some of these items, because there are other stadiums around the country that we can look at, some public information that we can look at, and try to put this together, and we'll work on that as soon as we can, Madam Chair.
And Senator Rosen, I understand that Vikings will cooperate to the best of their ability, and we're going to try and put together this information, because I do think that this is the heart of the question that Minnesotans are asking, which is, can the user fees support the construction of the stadium, or do we have to move to gambling and the net receipts tax? Members, I think that we have the Senator Marty amendment before us. And to the Senator Marty amendment, are there questions or comments? Senator Rest.
Well, Madam Chair, once again, I'm really pleased that we would be able to get the information. That certainly is where my hang-up is. But you're asking me to vote on something before I get the information, and you know, sometimes we can eyeball things, and we've dealt with an issue like the affiliate nexus enough times that we know what the general parameters of that estimate would be, but I don't think we have that kind of information at this moment to vote on it. Senator Marty, are you comfortable voting on just an idea without having detailed information, as opposed to offering this amendment with detailed information on the floor? Would you consider withdrawing it now at this point?
Madam Chair, Senator Rest, first of all, we have the back of the envelope kind of calculations from Senator Bach. It can figure out if that does it. It's probably going to be about a 15% surcharge or whatever for everyone using the stadium. And I'm very comfortable with the fact that providing a stadium funding package is paid for by users. I think taking out
so
all the gambling.
I have no problem
Senator
with that. And I don't like gambling.
Okay, and Madam Chair, Senator Rest, and this is a very reliable one. I think the Vikings will tell you how their fans and everybody is a very loyal fan base, and they will. And so I think it's, one, it's reliable. Two, it's fair. It's absolutely fair that those who are using the stadium are the ones who are paying for it.
I'm not arguing the policy. I'm arguing the information.
And there's no uncertainty, Madam Chair.
Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, there's no uncertainty here in terms of who's paying for it.
I get that.
And roughly the dollar amounts, we have that in the bill already. And all we have to do is figure out whether it's going to be 14% or 17% or whatever. And maybe it's 10%, maybe it's 20%. But it certainly sounds like it's going to be easily within that range. And to me, that's a lot fairer way to do it. And it's not an unknown. It's just precise percentages what's going to be there. And again, when we go to the monster truck pulls and so on, you know, if they have to add 14% to their ticket price, or the high school sports where they might be $10 games, you know, it is going to do it, but everybody who's using the stadium would pay for it. So I don't think the uncertainty of knowing the total cost of it or how much revenue is coming from naming rights, I think the point is we do know the fairness of it. And we just don't know the precise percentage.
Senator Rest.
Well, once again, I certainly support the user fees and much prefer that over gambling. It is important to me to have that kind of information, Senator Marty. I I'm not going to vote for it here. If we get that information and it appears to me to be reliable, I certainly would vote for such an amendment on the Senate floor, knowing that I'm not a supporter of publicly funded stadiums under any circumstances. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get the bill to the floor, because I think that's important. I think every single member of the Senate should be held accountable for a red or green vote on this bill. And not just the members of this committee.
We will.
But I'm not comfortable. And you may be very comfortable and say it's not uncertain and everything like that, but you don't convince me.
Senator Howell, very briefly, please.
Madam Chair, I'm just, you know, I think before we take this vote on the amendment, we should get the information. I know you asked, and I don't know, Commissioner, when we can, you know, if we can put our full force behind it to get those numbers so we can move this. I mean, I do want to move this bill. I mean, that is, it isn't a desire to have this bill die here. It's to move it along. But I do think we, this committee should give some guidance to the full Senate of what direction we want to head. And so I guess, Madam Chair, I just want to know what your intentions are. If your intentions are to table this or to recess and come back, or if your table it's to move it forward, well, then I think we're going to have to vote on the amendment.
Senator Howe, it's not clear how long it will take to get this information, but I think we should do everything we can to get this information. And members, I'm hearing some of them, Senator Rosen, are trying to give you guidance that we'd really like to see user fees in this project instead to the extent that we can. You may or may not be able to accommodate us, but we are asking the commissioner and the Vikings to work together to do as much of an estimate as possible on this amendment, and I think that's fair. This bill will be heard probably on the Senate floor, and there's time for you to work on this. But the Senate Tax Committee is giving you the guidance to look and see if this is a workable plan.
Madam Chair.
Senator Rosen.
And that's fine, Madam Chair. I understand that. But there are some issues on this amendment, and this is the Vikings is a business. It is a private business. So are there some things that are not for disclosure? And I think you should respect that also for the Vikings and this team.
And Senator Rosen, we do absolutely. And that's why we're not going to wait and hold this committee up anymore. But we are encouraging you to get this information and see if there's a way to make user fees work into this project, because many of us here would prefer that to the proposal that you have now. And we're offering that to you as guidance. Senator Rosen, this is where we get out the spreadsheets. This is where we make sure that the bills add up. And that's why I'm not going to support the amendment at this time, because I don't think we should do it if we don't know how much revenue it's going to raise. We don't know how much, and so it's very difficult for us to put an amendment like that onto this bill that might throw it completely out of balance. That's not good practice for the Senate Tax Committee. But again, recommendation that you get this information and you consider making a change between now and at the Senate floor if it gets that far. Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, a couple of things. One, they're under the language, and Senate Council is working out the technical language chain clarification we need. But under the language of the amendment, there can't be a shortage because they set the rate to pay off the amount. So in other words, it can't fall short. The way Senator Howe had prepared it originally was to say the rate is set based on the need. So it can't fall short. They just would have to have, if there's less money coming in from naming rights or suites or something else, the tax or the fee or whatever it's called in the amendment on that would be set at a higher rate if there's less revenue, or a lower rate if there's more revenue coming in. I do have a clarifying amendment. It's not here yet, but to make sure the language is clear, but I don't think we can make the argument that we don't know if it's sufficient revenue.
Well,
it is.
Senator Marty, I think it's really hard for the Senate Tax Committee to adopt an amendment that has a tax in it with a rate we don't know. And I also think that it's very difficult for this committee when we know Ms. McQuay has told us that this proposal won't pay all the operating costs of the facility. It will not pay for all those costs. And so then we would leave the bill without all of the expenses covered. And I think that this is where this Senate Tax Committee is called upon to make the bill balance. Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, that's why the technical amendment would cover that.
Well, is the amendment prepared, Senator Marty?
Ms. Pollack would know where the status of it, perhaps?
Madam Chair and Senator Marty, it's being prepared right now in our office.
Well, I'm sorry. Can you just explain to us, Senator Marty,
sure,
what your technical amendment would do?
Madam Chair, I gave up my amendment for but the A151 and 153, which was incorporated into it. Here's the 150.
Well, Senator Marty, why don't we come back to you? Senator Senjum wanted to make a point here.
And just very, very briefly, a few years ago, some of us tried to convince a lot of people in the state of Minnesota that a health impact fee was not a tax, and and we lasted about 24 hours in that, and I suspect we'd see the same flavor on this one.
Madam Chair.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Senator Sinjim. I was going to mention that you could just say this is a stadium user fee or fees or stadium user tax. And this is the People's Stadium, and we have to make sure that we keep it reasonable for the people to be able to come and enjoy this stadium.
Madam Chair.
Senator Michelle.
If we could vote on the underlying amendment, and then if, depending on the outcome of that then Senator Marty can offer a change. Or
Madam Chair, the Senator language Marty. Was basically, and maybe council has the language, the only change would have been in the Howe amendment, instead of the line 1.6. And I don't have the precise words, but it would be a rate sufficient to pay the debt service required under 16A.965 and the other appropriations under the Act. So it would cover the debt service, as well as the capital funds and the operational costs, as appropriated in the bill already. In other words, it's only saying that this rate would be set based on that.
Well, and Senator Marty, there's no way to know what that rate would be at this point.
And Madam Chair, when we have been listening to the debate in the last few weeks about how much money is coming in from the electronic pull tabs and the rate there, and it sounds like we're talking to the people in the industry and people at Department of Revenue, they're pretty far apart in what they think is going to happen. A lot of this is speculation. We know that this amendment would cover the cost because it's set at that rate. It's truly a user fee. It's truly a proportional user fee. And Madam Chair, I think we should consider it now. I actually think we'd be smarter off to recess and come back tomorrow when we have information we have.
Senator Marty, I've consulted with the commissioner, and it's just not possible for them to get us information within the time frame that we would need it. So we're going to have to act on this amendment, and I think everyone has spoken. I think they know how they're going to vote on it, and so the clerk will take the roll on
Madam Chair.
Senator Limmer.
I move to recess until tomorrow.
Is that a debatable motion? That is. We're going to check the rules.
That would be the call of the chair, Madam Chair.
That is not debatable.
Madam Chair, there's already an amendment. There's already a motion in front of the committee. It's a higher motion.
There wasn't a roll call. It had been requested. We were just about to take the
roll. It's a higher motion, though, Madam Chair. The recess motion.
That's true.
The motion to recess is a higher motion. So all those in favor of recessing at this point signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
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 The ayes have it.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Warren.
We recess? We